As the voice of Chicago innovation, each week we look for innovators that have set out to reshape entire industries. Joining us in studio are the Indie Rap guys, Tyler Mose and founder Julian Till Otson. Indie Rap is a hyper-creative video production company built on the foundation that every brand needs to tell their story cinematically. Indie Rap has masterminded and produced video content for some of the biggest brands on the planet in every industry imaginable. I'm Scott Catoon, and it's time to start talking about tomorrow's business today. Tyler, Julian, and Don Bohr from 8-Bit Studios is here to join us and talk about what video is doing in marketing and in branding and pretty much everything. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
Oh, sure. Thanks. Sorry. I didn't know it was my cue.
Oh, it's always your cue, man.
All right. Do you want me to lead this off?
Lead it. Let's go.
So I was looking through the client list.
Let's start right there with the client list.
Really impressive. Is it alphabetical? Because I know Durex is number three. So.
No, it's not alphabetical. It's I don't know. We kind of just when we break into new industries, we take a look at as far as our online website and what we're portraying out there, and really come up with a better plan and strategy after that. We might take some off. We might remove some. But I don't even. I said this to someone the other day. I was like, we have so many clients that I don't like to name drop overly, so take a look at our website.
Yeah,
you got to name drop.
You got to name at least a couple. You got to throw a couple.
On there. Yeah.
All right, who's not on there?
Who is not on there? Well, there's a lot on there that we're looking for. We're looking to get more into the sports industry this year, and that's one that we hope to add a few new clients as far as on the roster this year.
Cool. Hey, we should talk afterwards. We got a sports client ourselves doing video right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really, really a lot of fun.
Awesome.
It's funny. Whenever I try to name drop the different clients you work with, my favorite thing to do is name like three or four that is absolutely unknown, absolutely no-no, and that's to throw like Boeing or United or something in. Like, who are you working with again? Mom and pop, Boeing. So anyway, as we kind of move into this, I really want to start off with just, why don't you introduce Indie Rap and what it is and like how you guys got this whole thing started and just the whole deal. Tell us about it.
Sure thing. So Indie Rap's a video production and video marketing agency based in Chicago. We've been in business since 2010, produced over 14,000 videos and counting now. Work with a lot of brands ranging from Chicago startups to startups in Colorado, really across the country, and create video content that's for sales, branding, advertising, and marketing. And Julian founded the company in 2010. I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, started the company in 2010. Basically saw what's today. Back then, more people, more artists, more sports people were putting their content on YouTube, and social media was, in a growing phase. And I saw where it was going. And back then, you had corporate content, which for a lot of people, you think of, the lawyer stuff. Hi, I'm such and such. And I was like, there needs to be a cooler way to do this. All these startup brands are coming out. All these corporations are out here, and I know that they're going to need this content, but it needs to be done a certain way that's going to appeal to not only the corporate side but the cool side. So we call it the fine line between cool and corporate. That's Indie Rap. So we'll go into a brand, sit down, listen to what their brand is, where it's going, what they're trying to create, and we'll help them create content, advertising, whether it's internal or external training videos, whether it's ads that are running on paid campaigns on YouTube, whether it's stuff for social media, 15-second Instagram, where there's brand launch, and we'll create this stuff that's not only educating their client and customer base, but it's also engaging, entertaining, and it's cool, and it's something that they can be proud of. It's not just some boring corporate video.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, again, you can have the greatest product in the world, but if people aren't engaged by it and really don't care about it, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, Don, obviously you guys are working, building apps and building all kinds of technology for people, and the vast majority of that stuff, I imagine, somehow incorporates video or preferred that it incorporates video.
Yeah, it's getting more and more. But, it's funny because when Scott mentioned the video portion of the show, I started to think about the resurgence of video. So, at 8-Bit, we just started to require people to, instead of submitting a resume, submit a video. At Mobile Makers, we used to have students submit videos and teach us how to do something in 5 minutes. So it's really kind of like it's an amazing barrier setter. If you can reach this barrier, if you can exceed it, then there's value. And there's so much value in just being able to see somebody go through something, see somebody talk through something. You get a sense of their contributory worth. It's I like where the trend is going. I guess my question to you guys, being from the tech side, how is tech driven your business model, like where you end up going? I saw live streaming in there. I saw YouTube channeling in there. Like, what technologies have influenced where you're going?
Yeah, I mean, from a technology standpoint, that's one of the main focuses, especially on the production side. I mean, you know, the equipment we use, we're always on top in terms of the gear that we're using to be able to tell a story. You know what I mean? Using the best gear to be able to tell the story in its best light, from the cameras to the glass to whatever. And then on top of that, you have your periscopes, you have your Snapchats and all of that stuff. So mixing those two worlds of social media and the technological, it's getting easier to live stream right now. You know, 6 years ago, it was kind of a hassle to set up a stream and a live stream. Now you got Periscope, you hit a button and you're live. You know what I mean? So we try and bring that simplicity and ease along with a high level of technology to be able to broadcast and show the world what you do best in your best light. So technology is definitely at the top of our list in terms of implementing what we do.
I think, you know, one question I'd ask you is, this is something we've dealt with, at least with a number of companies I've worked with, is that they don't really see the difference between, like, you know, my kid, he's shooting all these videos on his iPhone, you know. So then the idea of having to pay for expensive, really high-quality produced video is like, well, you know, we can do that anywhere. And I think that they don't quite understand that there's a certain artistic format and a way that you tell a story that has absolutely nothing to do with what's actually being done in front of the camera. It's how it's edited. It's how it's mixed. It's how it's shot. It's the angles. It's the way that they position you. It's all these things that we tell a visual story. And, you know, even 2 or 3 years ago, where video was – you know, I mean, obviously it was prevalent, of course, but people still went with the sort of like the photograph was sufficient, or you'd have like a story, tons of written content with a picture above it. Now it's almost to a point where if you're a brand and you're trying to do a press release, if you don't have a video included that has some sort of bio, and not just a bio, but some sort of action shot, nobody really cares. It's just one of a gazillion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess one question is how do you tell and work with clients that you said you walk the fine line between corporate and fun? Mm-hmm. How do you tell any big company? Obviously you have an amazing roster of companies, right? So you must do a good job of telling it. How do you tell companies that they need to understand that this is a storytelling exercise and not just a, you know, interview?
I'd say they learn that more so in our process, as far as the discovery of coming up with what we could create with them. Because here's the thing within the creative world and the production world, as soon as you start putting ideas out there and you've got a large group that's trying to funnel in onto one final piece, everybody becomes an artist. Yeah. And it's fun, but at the same time, if you get too into that and too in-depth, then you're not going to go anywhere, because everybody starts getting into, you know, hey, what if we shoot it from this angle? Or what if we add 2 to 3 locations into this? And it really just becomes an incredibly tedious process, and it doesn't move forward as quickly as they'd like, because they need this in a timely manner. I'd say it's more so sitting down and really seeing our process, because, I mean, heck, like some of the content that you might see on our website, or that you see the big brands that we work with, we might have produced that and come up with the content and the idea in a 30-minute call or a 30-minute meeting. Right. There's not a lot of organizations that can do that. They want to involve a creative director. Then they want to get a storyboard artist involved. Between the two of us, between Julian and I can't even – I mean, I think probably 600-700 meetings now in the last 2 years that we've sat down – and within a 30-minute conversation, come up with what they want to do and then schedule out the production. There's not a lot of companies that can sit there and do that.
I have to tell you, Julian, you've got a hell of a sales rep person sitting here, because this guy had a straight face, totally like even a gentle smile, as he just explained one of the most frustrating things on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Too many cooks in the kitchen. And that is like, pull your hair out. He's still sitting. He's just like, you know, it's just one of those things. It's slightly frustrating.
That's dynamos, man.
I got this.
This guy is on fire with this.
It needs to be easy. It's one of those things that anything and everything's as complicated as you make it. But at the end of the day, if you don't move forward with it and execute on it, it's not going to go anywhere. I mean, how many times have you worked with companies trying to develop mobile apps and they want to get 20, 30, 40 people involved in the process?
Oh, yeah.
It goes nowhere.
Yeah, and you know, we share a lot of problem sets. We've worked with video companies in the past, and we were kind of doing work for each other for a bit, and they were trying to tell me, like, all right, you know, when you get that handheld look, it takes work to do that. It takes expertise. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. I develop software. It's the same exact problem. Yeah. You add a location, you're probably just doubling the budget just by adding a location. So it's hats off to you, man.
Yeah, it's another one of those things to where, too, where early on we defined our space. Like, we work with brands. You know what I mean? We're not, You know, we're not shooting music videos. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? We're not doing random, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. We've been working with brands since day one, and we specialize in working with brands. And in working with so many brands over the years, we kind of understand where a lot of brands need to be in this, like, day and time. You know what I mean? It's past the point of, and I think a lot of big brands realize this now, it's past the point of just, you know, running a TV commercial and this is the brand and this is what it needs to be. You got to kind of ride the wave. You know what I mean? And things move like this sure. these days. You got to ride the wave and you got to be able to create content that engages your client today.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
now. You well, know what I'm saying? And you have to be able to understand. And as a video production company, if you're going to be working with brands, you need to have some high level of understanding of marketing, human psychology, mm-hmm, understanding mm-hmm. how the end viewer's gonna perceive and view this, and how is that really reflecting what the brand wants to look like? You know yeah. what I mean? And as far as the brand goes, hey, this is your brand, but are you really engaging the targeted audience that you're going after? You know what I mean? We might want to tweak this edit a little bit for these guys that are a little younger, and then do a second edit and tweak it and send it out and blast that targeted audience. We have the power to do that now with targeted yeah. advertising. So. Right. It's a lot of things that go into it that we understand because this is our space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just not a matter of, yeah, let's record and turn on the camera and be, you know what I'm saying? Let's be weirdos and, you know.
The reskinned app in your world.
Yeah. And there's no such thing as a viral app. There's no such thing as a viral video. No such thing. And nobody understands that.
No. There's no formula, because if it was a formula,
everyone would be doing it. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's not about yep. that.
Yeah. Oh, it cracks me up how many people...
Can you help me make my video go viral?
Yeah. And I'm
yeah, do you have $1 million to buy in Indian punches that are going on as they click, 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 click?
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, it's hilarious. And that's the thing, too. Like, the expectation needs to be set initially as far as that we're coming in there to develop this and give you something that you're going to be able to push out to your consumers to understand what it is that you're trying to really make them experience or showcase to them. And it's one of those things that, believe me, if we could create a viral video day in and day out, we would be...
Everybody'd be happy.
Yeah, yeah, everybody yeah, would be happy, yeah. And we'd be about a 2,000-3,000 person company and a close to $1 billion org at this point.
And like, here's the deal. If you were able to create a viral video at the drop of a hat, then there would be no such thing as viral videos.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It would be the norm.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
You're only for indie rap.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones who are creating viral videos.
Well, all right, let me ask you. So, Julie, you mentioned something earlier, and I kind of want to circle back to it. It's kind of along the lines of, like, the technology and where it's pushing people. How do you see mobile impacting what you're doing on both the content delivery side and the content generation side?
I think mobile's a great thing. one of the reasons why mobile is such a great thing for what we do is because take the real estate industry, for mm-hmm. instance. It's one of those industries where they always kind of catch up later. And, you know, 6 years ago, 2010, you know, I was going after real estate brands doing property tours, and they were kind of like, I don't need this. What are you talking about? Video? What is you? In a lot of industries.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, and you'd go to some of these agents' websites, and it'd be all words. And I'd be like, look, I think you're a great agent. You need to tell your story. Nobody's going to read all this. Mm-hmm. So being able to have digital content on your phone that somebody can go to your home. If you go to our homepage now, the first thing you see is video streaming. Boom, boom, yeah. boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. Hit you over the head. Like, video is able to connect with people better than any photo, any text, anything else there is. Like, you go to somebody's website, you're not going to read their about us that's six paragraphs.
Right.
You want to see a video that's, you know, 60 to 90 seconds. That kind of gives you the look, vibe, and feel of who this person or what this brand is.
So how do you balance that give and take between text and video, right? Because there's a delivery mechanism that works for – that's appropriate for both mm-hmm. for text and for video. So how do you balance that?
I mean, as far as websites go, obviously I think you need both. You know what I mean? And for SEO purposes, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a web genius whatsoever, but I've designed a few websites, including ours.
That actually makes you a genius in our vernacular, so.
Okay, well, I'll be a genius today, but.
Just today. Yeah, right?
When you leave the studio, you can't be.
I think you need a good mix of both. You know what I'm saying? You mm-hmm. still need the text, but you need to condense it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Just like you go to most pages today and all the pages are on one, you're just scrolling. You know what I mean? The website's whole one thing.
A great headline and a nice little summary segment and then get to the videos. That's kind of it. How I
mean,
feel about it.
Everybody's a great person, but at the end of the day, people's attention spans don't exist anymore and you need to realize
that.
Yeah,
that's very true.
You could be the greatest in everything, but you gotta respect people's time and the world is this right now. You know what I mean? So you need to be able to get there, tell your story, connect with the person, build a level of trust, and do all that. And video is the way to do it, 30, 60, 90 seconds.
Yep.
Answer all their questions that they have before they have them. It's a warm handshake.
Right,
let them know
right.
who you are. Let them know what you believe in. Who are you a potential client or not?
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Well, it's an unparalleled narrative delivery system.
It is.
You can't beat it.
At the end of the day, I think what's really evolved here, and I've been in the digital game since 2008. I mean, I started a large corporation here, and when I first started, people didn't even really have websites. And the websites that they did have—
Wait, in 2008?
Yeah.
Really?
You're talking about multi-billion-dollar organizations that have these websites that you can't even tell what they're potentially doing.
That's true. That's true.
And that's still today.
You're still seeing that today. And then— come 2011, 2012, 2013, I started seeing brands pick up more and more into the we need a website that translates our messaging and story mm-hmm. to, oh, we should probably be on these social handles too, communicating to our clients.
Yep.
And
Maybe.
Then now it's becoming, people talk marketing. We talk relationship marketing.
Yeah.
So how can you as a brand build a relationship with your consumers online through video content, through social content, through messaging on your website? And granted, we handle the video piece, but that's a pretty darn big component of how that's going to get a message to someone that, oh, hey, you're looking to buy real estate. You know, here's who I am, here's what I do, and here's what my clients are saying about me. Hey, I have a new event space that I'm trying to promote. Hey, here's what this event space looks like. Here are next steps as far as for booking this space. You know, here's our new tech product or app, and here's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that, if you can convey that to someone in 30 to 60 seconds and move that transaction forward, not only are you building a relationship with them, but you're educating them on how you can actually use that and transact business with them.
No, you know, one other thing I would go with this, and we've taken even a level deeper here, is we've talked a lot about storytelling and how to convey a message and how to convey our mission and sort of relate to people. We talked about this right before we came on, the importance of being able to actually provide an experience. And I think where most brands drop off and they're missing something. This also pertains to you, Don, with regard to how I experience the technology that I use every day. If it's something that I feel like I'm just looking at a series of pictures that are just going by in rapid form, that doesn't make me feel like I'm there. That doesn't make me feel any relation to you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the events and a lot of the videos that you'll see most companies do, and honestly, most of the production companies we just kind of made fun of a few seconds ago, doing, and that is that they just sort of wide frame and then they zoom in real quick and then they wide frame.
Ken Burns effect.
I was just about to say,
yeah, and then
Ken
zoom,
Burns in it. Yeah,
it's just bing, bing, bing. And basically, I have absolutely no, like, that is, I can hear all the words that were said at this event, I can see all the people who are on the stage at this event, but I don't have any sort of experience as to what it was like to be at the event. And the good production companies and the good people, the good companies, the good brands have figured out a way to be able to have people live tweet, Periscope, live on Facebook, all this stuff in one. We're not telling you not to. In fact, I want you to get every angle that I'm going to get the most I could. Get as many angles as you can because I want my viewers to not only be able to experience what I put on for them, but I want them to feel like their seat is just slightly, if anything, actually closer to the stage. I want them to feel like this is like an NFL game where you literally are in, you know, you feel like you feel the hits.
Yeah.
So you guys do a great job.
Yeah. No, it's the experience. And it's one of those things that we say, and I say this to companies that we sit down with all the time and then decision makers too, is why don't you be offensive from the perspective of showing who you are, what you do, and the value that it provides. Let people view that and then be defensive and sit back and actually answer questions as far as how this might fit into whatever their initiatives might be, whether it might be personal or professional.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Julian, mm-hmm. What's your favorite project so far? You know, I can give you the other one. What's the least favorite? Pick.
I'm definitely not throwing that out.
Oh, come on.
Probably a project that I worked on that I thought I was the producer on. And
damn it, Tyler.
And he was like, did you really screw this up to that extent? But, you know, it was one of those things. We delivered on time. But I made it a little tougher for Julian because I started to think that I was the creative brains behind the project.
Uh-oh.
So I'd say it was probably that project that we worked on, which
See,
was that.
I spent years knowing my place as a technologist and not getting all caught up in the creative because, man, when I do, it sucks.
Julian didn't want to tell you that you're the guy with the tie, so you don't. Hey.
Yeah, hey.
I got the scarf, you got the tie. Who's going to be the creative guy here?
About that fantasy. Didn't work out.
Yeah. I found out that was in the first 6 months that we worked together.
Hey, you're still working there, though, so you must have other perks. It's not creative, though.
Yeah. I think we've heard a lot of the perks. I mean, you know, I kind of want to hire him right now, so.
I'm poaching you at the end. I'm sorry, man. I don't have to tell you about
this. No favorite project?
Favorite project. I can't, you know, they're all kind of cool. For me, it's really not the project. I really get off playing with toys, you know, this camera technology, mm-hmm. and really just getting into a project and really pushing this technology to a whole nother level, investing in the latest and greatest in camera tech. That's where I get my rocks off. That's what I do, and being able to tell a story at a whole nother level because of this thing, that's what it is. You know what I mean? I tell people, you know, we're not going to tell one story the same way we told another one because we're always trying to push the limits for storytelling and for, you know, the technology and for these brands. If two real estate brokerages come to us today, it's going to be two totally different products. Yeah. This brokerage can't say, hey, we want something just like that brand over there. No, we can't do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're going to create a signature look, vibe, yep. and feel for your brand and for their brand. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's where, you know, us and our production team and the creatives, you know, that we work with are able to come together and really just, I'm a big kid using my imagination, playing with toys. I was a little kid, you know, hooking up all the electronics when I was, you know, on Christmas, plugging in the VCR, you know, hitting record on one VCR, editing record. I was that dude. So mm-hmm. I'm still doing that. You know what I mean? We're just a company now and we're profitable. So it's all fun at the end of the day.
And it really says to me, what that answer says to me is that we share some of the same DNAs where you're really picky about the clients you take on. You vet your clients so that every project ends up being a good win story for you. And there's no clear and out favorite because they're all so good because you picked them. Yeah,
it's definitely one of those things that we want to work with people and brands that are passionate about what they do. We get energy from them, which, I mean, don't get me wrong. Ideally, everybody would work with that type of person. It doesn't always go that way sometimes. But, you know, just kind of to build upon what Julian said, we have a blast with everybody we work with. Yeah. I mean, we become good friends with a lot of our clients. Yeah. I mean, I've been to clients, you know, baby showers or their kids' birthdays, and
you're not just showing up to these things, right?
No. Okay. Yeah, crashing the party at Chuck E. Cheese, but but
that would be something.
I'm in the history of the world. I'd be willing to say it's happened before, but we really try to get in there and provide value as far as what do you think you want, or can we come up with ideas and concepts for something we feel will work for you. And then we execute from there. And we want every client to be happy because we have an immaculate reputation and we want it to stay that way. At the end of the day, that's all we have.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are doing a great job. And for any of our audience members who want to reach out to you, is it indierap.com, correct?
IndieRapProductions.com.
IndieRapProductions.com. And if they don't want to wait and go to the website, they can actually see every one of the videos that are coming out this week because you guys are producing them for me because you guys are awesome. So everyone's going to see an example of your tremendous work. And I hope we see more of that work.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys both for coming on the show. Thank you so much, Don Bohr.
Thanks for having me.
For joining me in this segment. You can watch this episode and more by streaming us on the WGN Plus and Rivet Radio app, or download each episode on iTunes. And remember to stay connected by following us on Twitter @TBT on WGN. Boom, that's a wrap.